Chapter 1, in which I am pulled over by police officers in Arkansas during our 1975 U.S. tour, and a standoff ensues. Why did we stop at the Fordyce restaurant in Fordyce, Arkansas for lunch on Independence Day weekend? On any day? Despite everything I knew from 10 years of driving through the Bible Belt. Tiny town of Fordyce. Rolling Stones on the police menu across the United States. Every copper wanted to bust us by any means available. To get promoted and patriotically rid America of these little fairy Englishmen. It was 1975. A time of brutality and confrontation. Open season on the Stones had been declared since our last tour, the tour of 72, known as the STP. The State Department had noted riots, true, civil disobedience, also true, illicit sex, whatever that is, and violence across the United States. All the fault of us, mere minstrels. We had been inciting youth to rebellion. We were corrupting America. And they had ruled never to let us travel in the United States again. It had become, in the time of Nixon, a serious political matter. He had personally deployed his dogs and dirty tricks against John Lennon, who he thought might cost him an election. We, in turn, they told our lawyer officially, were the most dangerous rock and roll band in the world. In previous days, our great lawyer, Bill Carter, had single-handedly slipped us out of major confrontations devised and sprung by the police forces of Memphis and San Antonio, and now Fordyce, small town of 3,500, whose high school emblem was some weird red bug, might be the one to take the prize. Carter had warned us not to drive through Arkansas at all, and certainly never to stray from the interstate. He pointed out that the state of Arkansas had recently tried to draw up legislation to outlaw rock and roll. Love to see the wording of the statute. Where there be loudly and insistently 4 beats to the bar. And here we were driving back roads in a brand new yellow Chevrolet Impala. In the whole of the United States, there was perhaps no sillier place to stop with a car loaded with drugs. A conservative, redneck southern community not happy to welcome different-looking strangers. In the car with me were Ronnie Wood, Freddie Sessler, an incredible character, my friend and almost a father to me, who will have many parts in this story, and Jim Callaghan, the head of our security for many years. We were driving the 400 miles from Memphis to Dallas, where we had our next gig the following day at the Cotton Bowl. Jim Dickinson, the southern boy who played piano on Wild Horses, had told us that the Texarkana landscape was worth the car ride, and we were planed out. We'd had a scary flight from Washington to Memphis, dropping suddenly many thousands of feet, with much sobbing and screaming. The photographer, Annie Leibovitz, hitting her head on the roof, and the passengers kissing the tarmac when we landed. I was seen going to the back of the plane and consuming substances with more than usual dedication, as we tossed about the skies, not wanting to waste. So we drove, and Ronnie and I had been particularly stupid. We pulled into this roadhouse called the Fordyce, where we sat down and ordered, and then Ronnie and I went to the John. You know, just start me up. We got high. We didn't fancy the clientele out there or the food, and so we hung in the John, laughing and carrying on. We sat there for 40 minutes. And you don't do that down there. Not then. That's what excited and exacerbated the situation. And the staff called the cops. As we pulled out, there was this black car parked on the side. No number plate. And the minute we took off, 20 yards down the road, we get sirens and the little blinking light, and there they are with shotguns in our faces. I had a denim cap with all these pockets in it that were filled with dope. Everything was filled with dope. In the car doors themselves, all you had to do was pop the panels, and there were plastic bags full of coke and grass, peyote and mescaline. Oh my God, how are we going to get out of this? It was the worst time to get busted. It was a miracle we had been allowed into the States at all for this tour. Our visas hung on.